the hottest talk radio show out. The Conversation with your host, Clark Garrison, author of Survive the Next 365 and creator of The Phoenix Effect. The Conversation, featuring singers, actors, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Reaching deep into local and global communities, teaching individuals and transforming minds and spirits. So join Clark Garrison live Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And now, here's your host, Clark Garrison.
Welcome and greetings and salutations to everyone. This is The Conversation, and I am your host, Clark Garrison. Welcome to another night of fantastic programming. Hey, if you didn't know, we are broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, where it won't make up its mind whether it's going to be cold or hot. It's supposed to get back into the 70s later on this week. This is ideal flu weather if I've seen one myself. Hey, guys, if you are listening via the Internet and you'd like to ask any one of our guests today a question, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. And once again, the chat room is open, so feel free to hang out with us there. I'd like to thank Mr. Dane Reed of Dane Reed Media for producing our drop. Do me a favor and follow myself and the network on Twitter. You can find me at Survive365. And of course, the Survival Radio Network at SRN Life. That's SRNLIFE on Twitter. Of course, you can find me as well as the network, Survival Radio Network, on Facebook and just about every social media outlet there is. So hang out with us there so we can connect with you. Yeah, I just want to take a minute, if that's okay with you, to talk about a great conference that's coming up, hosted by yours truly and Coach Kevin Brown. It's called Design Your Life Super Conference 2013. It is a free two-day online event that will change your life forever. We have a lineup of 10 powerful national speakers. Each speaker will bring a unique message that is crafted to get your life looking and feeling wonderful. Let's start 2013 off with a bang. We have Mr. Walt Hampton, Coach Gina Brown, Dr. Steve Taubman, Connie Branford, the one and only Mr. Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian. Dr. Jaleesa Hernandez herself will be here. Mr. Clifton Anderson, Jane Warlow, Michael Taylor, and Jay Brown, just to name legends. Hey, tune in. All you have to do right now to register, and again, this is a free event, January 26th and 27th from 12 to 6, both days, respectively. You can see the lineup. We need you to sign up, though. You can go to www.dyn.com DLSuperConference.com. That's Design Your Life, SuperConference.com. www.D, as in David, YLSuperConference.com. Of course, you can find the invite page on Facebook just by going to Design Your Life, SuperConference 2013. All right. Hey, guys, it's always fun when I can use this platform to invite someone I know onto the show to talk about their journey. Tonight, I get to do just that. My guest tonight is a chiropractic physician and author. He'll be on tonight to talk about the evolution of his profession in the year 2013. And we'll also chat about his book, Neck Pain, You Don't Want It, You Don't Need It. And returning to the show is one of the hardest working actors I know. We're going to be welcoming back Mr. LaShawn Clay to the show. Man, we got all of this and more when we return right after this brief break. Hey, sit back. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch the mouse. This is The Conversation on the Survival Radio Network. Hey, guys, you can't live without us. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Are you a senior citizen who needs personal home care to make life more comfortable? Are you taking care of an adult or child with physical or mental limitations? Call Piedmont Home Healthcare. Piedmont Home Healthcare is a locally owned and operated company of expert professionals which offers a wide range of services based on each client's needs. For more information on our services and for a free assessment, call 770-873-3101. That's 770-873-3101. Or visit us online at www.piedmonthealthcare.net today. Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it.
New Year's Eve, 2012. What was your resolution? Health, fitness, weight loss? How'd you do? Why are over 5,000 people a day joining the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge? No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, 100% guaranteed, because we know we can come through for you. We 100% guarantee you. That would be money-back guarantee that the 90-Day Challenge will be right for you. Go to 123shakes.com. 123shakes.com. Start your own challenge and let's win this year, 2013. What's your resolution?
This is DJ Soulsweet, aka Soli, of soulinterviews.com. You are listening to the hottest talk show around with my main man, Clark Garrison. Peace out.
This is The Conversation with Clark Garrison on the Survival Radio Network. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. This is the hottest show on talk radio. I am your host, Clark Garrison, and this is The Conversation. Hey guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us again. If you're listening online, you'd like to ask any one of our guests a question, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. Be sure, if you would, to hit the number one button and our engineer will come to you. We'll have your question or comment. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out in the chat room. If you'd like to comment, of course you can't because I see a lot of our guests do not have their free accounts with Blog Talk Radio. Takes about a second. Log back out. Go up to the upper right-hand corner. Click on Sign In. You can sign in. Look to the left. You can bring all your Facebook, Google+, Twitter. All that information comes over instantly. You can come back in and comment, type up. And you can do this for not only our show, but any show on the Blog Talk Radio format. Well, guys, let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to introduce my first guest, if that's okay with you guys. He is a doctor of chiropractic medicine. He's the owner of Fiorini Chiropractic Center in Tallahassee, Florida. Along with his partner, Dr. Michael Atkinson, they are ready to become your stepping stone to better health. Please, without further ado, welcome to the show the one and only Dr. Dennis Fiorini. Hey, Doc, welcome to the show. Hello. Hey, Doc, can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? All right, we're having a bit of technical difficulty. Give me just a minute. If you can hear me, we'll try to get this worked out.
Hello, Clark.
Hey, Doc, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
All right, excellent. Hey, did you hear any of that introduction at all?
Yes, I did. I heard all of it.
Oh,
but
good,
when you
good.
Said, hey, welcome to the show, I went into a long diatribe of how great you were, and now it's lost to the minions.
Oh, wow. That's sad. Hey, Doc, it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And as I was saying before I was unmuted, I guess, it's been a while since I've been able to sit down and talk to you, and it sounds like you're doing great things up there in Atlanta.
Well, you know, I learned from the best, and for those who don't know, I met Dr. Dennis Fiorini. Wow, it's been a while now, over 5 years, I'm sure, and Tallahassee when I was living there, and I was able to join the Rotary Club down there, and you guys took me in with open arms, and you know what, I've been rising star since then. I think everything you guys showed me, taught me, and inspired me to do.
Well, that's great. I love the concept and the Survive the 365 and all of that. I think that is absolutely fantastic. So kudos to you, and you're doing a great job up there. I'm very very honored to be able to talk to you tonight.
Well, Doc, I'm going to jump right in. Where did your quest to become a chiropractic physician come from growing up in Michigan? Was it something that you always wanted to do, or did you get sidetracked a little bit and wound up falling in your lap?
Yeah. Originally, when I was growing up, I wanted to be in music. I was in band, and I played in jazz band. We played at the Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival quite a bit. And what happened was I was at a Detroit Tigers baseball game coming home. We were on I-94 in Detroit, and traffic came to a standstill, and we were rear-ended by I can't remember what year it was, but it was one of those old Pontiac Grand Prix with the ramrod front.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, had a terrible whiplash, had terrible headaches and neck pain. The girl that I was dating at the time happened to have two sisters that were already chiropractic physicians up there in Michigan. So the next day we went to see one of them, and she treated me and got rid of all of these problems that I was having. And I decided at that point that if I could do some of that same thing and be of some help to some people, help them to get out of pain at that time, I didn't know a whole lot about chiropractic, I thought that would be a really good thing. So I decided that I'd get on track and get all my sciences and get all of my prerequisites. I went to Eastern Michigan University. And then the Life University there in Marietta, which I'm sure you know a lot about. And, so we graduated there in 1989 and moved down to Florida to be with my mother and my father and my wife's parents and her family. And it was all kind of uphill from there, as we say. So
well,
it really stemmed from a wanting to help people on a health basis rather than, you know, creating music and that type of thing.
Well, you know what? Music is still in the soul. I'm sure it's still with you in some way, shape, or form. It never leaves us.
Absolutely.
But you mentioned your lovely wife. I got to ask you this, Doc. Now, if I'm not mistaken, your wife is in the same profession, correct?
Yes, she is also. That's where I met her, was at Life University up there. And we were fortunate enough that she came in. We opened the practice together in 1992 here in Tallahassee. And we were blessed by being able to have her brother come in with us. So she was able to not have to practice. She could help, you know, she could raise our kids so that they didn't grow up crazy. I had a great mentor, Dr. Roy Sweat, up there in Atlanta, that told us that if the practice failed, it was my fault. But if the kids grew up crazy, it was her fault.
Wow.
And, yeah, and she kind of took that to heart. So, like I said, I was very fortunate. Now she plays a huge role. She's our administrator here at the office, makes sure that everybody gets paid, makes sure that all of the difficult insurance problems and that type of thing gets fixed, all the bills are paid, and then she can help our kids grow up the way they're supposed to.
Well, you have a storied life, Doc. I was going to ask you, how in the world did you and your wife wind up in the same profession? But you explained it with the college attendance thing. And, you know, me
right.
and my wife, we attended the same school, but we didn't meet in college. We were there at the same time. And for some reason, I met her sister, but never met her. And
uh-huh.
we met many, many years later on in Atlanta. So it's weird how things happen. And I guess it happened for a reason. We're both still married, right?
Yeah, it's been, we're going on, this year will be 24 years.
Oh,
so
wow. Incredible.
We're moving ahead.
And it just so happens her brother is in the profession as well.
Correct. They started school at the same time. They I graduated about a year before them. And then they graduated, and he worked in Jacksonville for a while and then came over to be with us because he felt like Tallahassee was a better place to raise children. So that's
well,
what he did.
Definitely better than Jacksonville, Florida. Now, no, hey, Jacksonville, I hope you don't get mad. We have a large Jacksonville following, but it's the truth is the truth.
You know, and that is home to them, and Jacksonville is a great town and everything, but they wanted something a little bit smaller and be
right.
closer to their to their grandparents and that type of thing. So,
well, let's talk about the chiropractic medicine in and of itself. It's not something that's relatively new. It's been around since the ages, but few people want to take advantage of it unless something tragic happens, like they get in a car accident and they can't get out of this pain situation. But it's really something that can be practiced on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis, right? Just to stay in alignment. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. And it's kind of like where the dentists were at one time. The dentists used to say that and used to practice under a paradigm that they could change the structure of the body and really help with all different aspects of health by changing the bite and working on the jaw and the different bones of the skull. They said they could put braces on and different types of bite guards and things like that, and they can change the shape of the bite, and that would change where the mandible, the big part of your jaw and the bottom part of your jaw there, how it hangs and everything. And they were right to a certain extent. And so, but they got into a paradigm where they could get people to get their teeth checked every 6 months, come in, get your teeth checked every 6 months. If there's a cavity starting to form, we can fill it. Plus, at the same time, they would check all of these other things, the temporomandibular joint, the jaw joint, which a lot of people have problems with. They could check all those things, and if they had a problem, they could work on those things too. So chiropractic, in the beginning, back in 1895, D.D. Palmer was up in Iowa somewhere, and in Davenport, Iowa, and there was a janitor in his building who was deaf from like birth. I can't remember if it was the first year of his life or whatever, but he became deaf. And he was, I think, in his late 20s, early 30s, the patient. His name was Harvey Lillard. Harvey went to Dr. Palmer there, and Dr. Palmer had been studying the alignment of the spine and the nervous system. Dr. Palmer found a misalignment in his spine. We don't really know where he adjusted, but we think that he adjusted up in the upper part of his neck. And long story short, Harvey Lillard got his hearing back. And so
wow.
it was that event. See, chiropractic was never meant to be a go to the chiropractor when you're in pain. We're really good at taking care of neck pain, mechanical lower back pain, but it was that return of hearing, that gift of getting the pressure off of the nerve and allowing the ears to work the way they were supposed to, that started the revolution, which was chiropractic, and they didn't even like to call it medicine back in those days, but chiropractic as we know it today.
You hit on something that I want to really talk about next, is that there is a residual, reward for visiting services such as yourself or getting checked out and making sure that your alignment is in place. And some of those things involve, like, what, sinus? And as you said, there's some cases where your hearing or organs tend to work a little better than maybe they had. Can you talk a little bit about some of those residual effects that you found that your profession provides?
Sure. And in our case, and I'll give you some anecdotal things, you know, just from my practice, in that we have a lot of patients that suffer with headaches, with vertigo, we treat patients that have multiple sclerosis, and different types of conditions like that. Now, conditions like multiple sclerosis, the patient still has multiple sclerosis, but they have their symptoms subside. So what we're dealing with here, Clark, is the central nervous system. In our practice, we practice what's called the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which was developed by Dr. Roy Sweat up there in Atlanta. He's on Chamblee Tucker Road between 285 and 85. And this technique utilizes a very specific instrument and very specific x-rays so that we can find out how the vertebrae aligned, especially at the base of the skull, to free up the central nervous system and allow these different structures to work. So there's a nerve that goes to every part of our body. The brain is the central processing unit of the entire body. So everything that happens in your body is controlled by the brain. The brain has got to have an open communication to the rest of the body through the spinal cord and through the nerves to get the information from the brain down to the different parts of the body, whether it be indigestion, like a stomach problem, ulcers, that type of thing. If there's some type of pressure on the nerve going down to the stomach, coming out of the spine, and that nerve isn't working properly, you can have two different things. You can have it where it is working, it's not working enough, so now your stomach doesn't dump enough acid in there to digest things, or it can be irritated to the point that it causes that acid to just keep dumping in there even if there's nothing to digest, therefore creating ulcer-type conditions. So ulcers is one of the things that I've seen respond in the past. Asthma has responded in the past fairly nicely. Now, we never go into this and say that we're treating the disease. What we're treating, Clark, is we're treating the misalignment of the vertebra that's putting pressure on the nerve that's causing the dysfunction in the first place. It's called a subluxation. And that's what we're actually treating in our office. So when someone says, do you treat headaches? Do you treat ulcers? Do you treat this? Well, what we're trying to do is treat the cause of these things rather than trying cover them up with some type of potion or some type of pill, which I'm not against, but if we can get rid of the problem and the person not have to take side-affecting drugs, then we're doing something very good for that patient, and now the patient's not getting polluted with a lot of side-affecting drugs. And to put it into your terminology, they can survive the next 365 because their body is working the way that it's supposed to work.
With that being said, Doc, my follow-up question is maybe an obvious one, but for people out there listening to this call and they're having some of these symptoms, obviously our first thing is to go to a physician, a general medicine practitioner, and many times they give us these other things, you know, and tell us to take two pills and go to sleep. When do we decide to take an ulterior motive or ulterior course of action and maybe go see a chiropractic doctor? Because unless they, you know, because many times they don't refer us to one, and this problem just keeps coming on. You find these people who have these problems for years, and they never once think that this could be associated with the misalignment. So what would you say to the person out there maybe experiencing some of these things or anything? When do they decide, when should they decide to at least come see a doctor like yourself?
Right. And that is a fantastic question. And the answer is, it's hard to say. I get a lot of patients, and in the state of Florida, we are chiropractic physicians are considered primary care physicians. And so we're often the point of entry into the healthcare system in the first place. I always recommend that somebody has a good primary care physician. Now, the exciting thing is in the coming years here, we're going to have what's called, now we had health maintenance organizations, which in my opinion, we can probably talk about it another time, is a complete flop. What we're going to have now is we're going to have accountable care organizations. And this is going to be, you're going to have a primary care physician. The primary care physician is going to see the patient and decide what is ailing the patient. Now, that could be some type of neck pain, some type of back pain. It could be ulcers. It could be whatever. What that primary care physician, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to be accountable for who they send that patient to. For instance, for non-complicated mechanical neck pain, chiropractic manipulation is the treatment of choice because it gets people better, quicker, and less expensive than the typical medical model. And so your primary care physician is going to need a chiropractic physician to refer to, because if he doesn't, or if he or she doesn't, they are going to have to be accountable for, okay, they send them over here to the neurologist or the orthopedist. The orthopedist says, orthopedic surgeon doesn't do much but surgery because what's their last name? Surgeon. They might recommend surgery. Well, that's a whole heck of a lot more expensive than chiropractic adjusting. Now, if the chiropractic adjusting doesn't work, then the next logical step might be to send them to an orthopedic surgeon or something like that, or a physical therapist or some type of thing like that. So to answer your question, I'm trying to answer it in a roundabout way here. Like I said, you can go to a chiropractic physician to begin with. In my opinion, for things like chest pains, for things like stomach pains, reflux, that type of thing, I really think that you should see your primary care physician first. Now, if they give you Nexium or something like that, that will, it'll help to reduce that discomfort, but you shouldn't have to take a potion for the rest of your life. There's something not working properly. So if you come off of that medication and everything just starts coming back, that's when you start thinking, okay, I gotta search for someone that can help. And chiropractic is a viable choice in that case. Certainly, if you have something like back pain or neck pain or headaches and that type of thing, the logical place to go first would be a chiropractic physician.
Perfect. Hey, Doc, we're going to take a call, if that's okay, from you. It's right
sure.
here in Atlanta. Atlanta, you're on the line. Last four digits are 3119, 404 area code. Welcome to the show. You're speaking with Dr. Dennis Fiorini. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? This is Sean.
Very good.
Hello, Sean.
How's it going?
You're online. Great. Did you have a question or comment? Caller, are you there? All right. Hey, Doc, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Well, they call dropped. Maybe they got a little shy. Well, you know, I was going to ask a question about the healthcare industry as a whole. Now, to see, I know you can speak to in Florida, and I think you probably know Georgia as well, and this may be across the country, but is your services covered under most basic healthcare programs, or is this something you have to have additional outside coverage for?
No, chiropractic care is, for the most part, covered. Now, it you know, a lot of the insurance companies are going more to network physicians, and they'll typically have chiropractic physicians on their panels. For me, I'm not big in being included in a lot of those things, because what happens is the insurance companies, God love them and we need them, but what happens is they're looking for a way to get the cheapest care. Now, I am not of the opinion that when there's something wrong with me, or certainly something wrong with my wife or my three kids, or God forbid with my mother, I'm not looking for the cheapest doctor. I'm looking
Absolutely.
For the best. I'm looking for the best doctor. So I choose not to participate in a lot of the insurance panels, so-called panels, like the health maintenance organizations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic does, they have to have chiropractic coverage to a certain degree. There are some companies that are self-insured. For instance, I believe Walmart is self-insured, and if they're self-insured, they don't have to include certain things. They can say, well, we're not going to include podiatrists, we're not going to include chiropractic, and that keeps their costs down to a certain extent. But chiropractic does have insurance equality in the United States, so any federal programs and things like that have to include chiropractic.
Perfect. Hey, Doc, we're running out of time. I got to have you come back on. This is fascinating. I love what you do. And, we've got a lot of questions. People are texting me, and I won't be able to get them all in. But is it? I think we can get you back on at a later time.
I would love to be part of it, Clark, and I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Perfect. Well, before I let you go, please do me a favor and let everybody know in the Tallahassee area and surrounding cities and counties where they can reach you at your facility.
They can give us a call at 850-656-2200, or they can find us on the web there at fioriniChiropractic.com. That's just my name, F-I-O-R-I-N-I. Chiropractic is chiropractic.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter and all of that. So we'd be happy to help anybody. They can get in contact with us, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody, and they can get in contact us through with that website as well.
Well, I certainly highly recommend your service, Doctor. You're a fine individual, a person as a doctor, and also as a person in respect to my experience with you. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. And we did touch on your book. We got to have you back, Doc.
Okay, Clark. I sure do appreciate it. You have a great night, and I'll look forward to talking to you again. We'll get in touch.
Excellent. Will do. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dennis Fiorini, Tallahassee, Florida. I have his web link in the chat room. We'll be posting it up a little later as well. Hey, guys, don't go anywhere. The one and only Mr. LaShawn Clay, actor extraordinaire, is right here. We'll be right back. This is The Conversation. And I am your host, Clark Garrison, on the Survival Radio Network. We'll see you in just a minute, folks.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
It's a new year. Are you ready for a new start, a new life, a fresh beginning to success and happiness? Then your time is now. Let this be the year that you begin the life you have always wanted. And the best part? It begins right here, right now, in front of your own computer. Design Your Life. It's the Design Your Life Super Conference, a free two-day webinar. Saturday, January 26th and Sunday, January 27th from noon till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Featuring 10 of the nation's best minds in wellness. Including from the Michael Bisson Show, Dr. Jaleesa. Also, are you ready for your breakthrough? Dr. Steve Todman. And highly touted by motivator Les Brown, it's the possibilitarian himself, Chris Gloss. The Design Your Life Super Conference, hosted by the messenger Clark Garrison and coach Kevin Brown. Register within the next 24 hours and receive a free gift. Go to dylsuperconference.com to register and for more information. That's dylsuperconference.com.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's 2013 and we are back on the air. This is The Conversation. I am your host, Clark Garrison, and this is the Survival Radio Network. You cannot live without it. Hey, shout out to Charlotte Chen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Pick up Simone in the middle. What's up, Mona? And pick up to everybody in the chat room who's hanging out with us. I so appreciate your listenership. We hope that we're bringing you the kind of program each and every night here on the Survival Radio Network that you can be proud of and that you can tell somebody about. Hey, guys, let me go ahead and bring in our next guest. I know you don't want to hear me talk. You want to hear him talk. And I can't blame you. Far more talented than me. Hey, it was at the age of 19 after a chance meeting with an independent film director that my next guest came to realize that he wanted to pursue acting. You can catch his early work in projects like Brothers Keeper, Rain, and Checkmate, just to name a minor few. Please welcome back to the show, Mr. LaShawn Clay. Brother Clay, what's going on, man? Welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, brother, man. Well, we always love, man, when we have people that come back on that says that, hey, we must have did something right the first time. But it also says that, man, your career is continuing to skyrocket. Shouts out to you for that, man.
Absolutely, thank you. I'm blessed, man.
I did my little homework and checking you out, man. And you have an IMDb page. That means you are officially a big boy now.
Absolutely, I have far less credits than a lot of my the people that I look up to. But I think I'm around 15 right now, so I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right, man. Hey, at last we heard, you know, your story, man, is a great story. Growing up in Augusta, Georgia, you moved to what I guess you guys might consider the big city in Atlanta. And you had some bumps and bruises in the beginning, and I even know at one point you found yourself out in the streets. Tell our listeners, man, the fortitude that you stuck with your guns and didn't give up on your dream. If you could just tell a little bit of that, I think they'll get an idea of who LeSean Clay really is, man.
I was born in Augusta and grew up in Middle Georgia and wound up moving to Atlanta for acting and I had a one track mind, man, and my entire focus was on acting and making my career a legitimate one and in doing that I definitely neglected a few things as far as your regular day job and stuff like that. Because my attitude was, you know, I came to Atlanta to work on my career, which was acting, and it wasn't necessarily, you know, to focus on a job. So, I mean, in that, I ran into a bit of a rough patch. You know, the job that I was on, I started to cut back a little bit, and, you know, wound up having my vehicle repossessed, and then I was kicked out of my apartment due to some late payments. And I, with the little bit of money I did have saved up, managed to get another vehicle, and that's where I was staying for a while. You know, wound up living out of my car. And my main focus was, you know, okay, well, I'm going to continue to, you know, still have my job at the time, so I was continuing to go to work and was continuing to, audition and for the sets that I was on at the particular time by different films and indie films, and you know was pretty much carried on like nothing was going on, and you know at night was crashing in my car and wake up, go to the gym, take a shower, and you know right back on the grind.
Truly an artist story, man. So many of your peers, as well as I'm sure people who you look up to, have had the same storyline or something similar. It is a testimony to the willpower that you guys have to become at the top of your industry. And I know that's a very difficult thing because Hollywood is not a nice industry to hang out for the people of lesser hearts, man. Recently, I found out you left Atlanta and went to my hometown, Los Angeles. Tell me about what brought that move about for you.
Like I said, it goes back to me just really being blessed, man. And in Atlanta, you know, I did really well in Atlanta as far as the industry is concerned. And I kind of did pretty much as I could do in Atlanta. I did a lot of day player roles. I had done film and television. You know, I'd gotten my SAG eligibility. For the people that you know don't know what that is, it's the Screen Actors Guild. Something kind of like a rite of passage for a lot of actors. So I'd gotten to a place where I was really comfortable in Atlanta, and I was really running in place. You know, I was doing really well as far as my acting career is concerned. You know, I still had a day job at the time, and you know they were really understanding as far as when I needed to go film something. And you know, it kind of cut into the perseverance that I had when I first got into Atlanta. You know, where I was just so hungry and wanted to continue to advance. So, you know, I said, okay, well, what do I need to do to really, you know, start to get back to that, that grind mode and that advance mode. And you know, and LA was definitely top of the list. And you know, in order for me to really achieve the goals that I set out to accomplish.
Those who know me know kind of my past. I modeled for 6 years in South Beach and overseas. And back then when you were modeling, especially males, you had to, because there just wasn't that much work to do. You picked up big commercials. And, you know, I understand certainly there was a point when I had to really take that serious. And so I got training, what level of training I got at that time. And it really is, I mean, it gets deep. I was just interested in who was that for you? Who was your coach maybe one of your acting coaches that really turned things around where you realized this was an art form?
You know, I'd definitely say Greg Allen Williams. You know, he was you know, definitely the really big turning point for me in my career. You know, he's, I mean, and I was really, really fortunate not just to meet him, but for him to become my coach and become my mentor. He, you know, he was on Baywatch for, you know, 6 or 7 years, and he was the assistant coach on Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington. He's on Necessary Roughness now in USA. You catch that, he plays the head coach on there. So, I mean, he's been very successful in my career, and that's something like the model that I followed as far as, you know, who I choose to follow is, you know, you definitely want to follow people that have been where you're trying to go, and you know, he was definitely that person that said, okay, look, you know, if you're really going to take this seriously, you know, this is what you got to do. And he was actually one of the catalysts that got me out here to LA. You know, he was one of the real pushers to say, okay, well, you know, you've pretty much done what you can in Atlanta, and if you're really serious about this, if this is something that you're really serious that you want to do, you know, then LA is where you need to be.
No, you've only been out there for a minute. And guys, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to actor, and I like to say working actor, not just actor, but working actor, Mr. LaShawn Clay. Having had a little, you've been out there for a while now. What do you see, just in your estimate, because I've had other people tell me, but what do you see as the main difference between, say, Los Angeles and Atlanta as far as what you're trying to strive for?
There's a lot more opportunity. You know, I expected more opportunity, but, you know, the amount of opportunity out here in comparison to Atlanta is unreal. You know, it's wide open, you know, for entrepreneurs and really, you know, not just acting, but anything that you're trying to do. It's definitely feels like a place where, you know, if you put your mind to it, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, I've definitely noticed that. I'm just a lot more opportunity, and you know, I'm definitely fortunate to, you know, be able to take part in that.
Hey guys, again, if you want to ask LaShawn a question or just say hi or hang out with us for a minute, the number to dial is 917-932-1078, 917-932-1078. It's here in the chat room. Type in your question and I'll read it out to Mr. Clay. Hey, in 2012, as I'm looking up your IMDb, man, something happened, brother. You were working your butt off in that year. What was it that you think was the catalyst to? Was it the move to L.A., or was it something that really just got things going where you did a number of short films, TV series, and movies?
It wasn't necessarily the move to L.A., because, I've been out here now about a month, but it was really, really what I noticed is that, and it's something that somebody told me really early on in my career, and it didn't really stick until it started to happen, was that work begets work. So it's like when people can kind of see, okay, well, this person is working, and you start to build a body of work, and people can actually see what you're capable of and what you do, you know, people start to want you to be a part of their project. So a lot of those projects, you know, were, you know, individuals that were familiar with my work and called me in on a lot of different things. And, you know, of course, the more you work and the more you start to book on the agency side, because it is very much a show business, and there is a huge emphasis on the business. You know, the more that your agent and the cast member can see that you book and you can come into the room and consistently give great performances, the bigger things that they start to send you and the more things they start to send you. So, you know, 2012 was a huge, huge year for me.
What was one of your favorite projects? I know it's hard because all of them mean something individually, but if there's one that stuck out, was there one that kind of said, you sat back at the end of 2012, maybe in January, maybe this month, and said, you know what, that one hit home. I'm glad I landed that one.
Definitely have to be The Sacrament, which we wrapped on that wrapped on that around mid-November. We shot that out in Savannah, Georgia. I was on set for about 3 weeks, and definitely had that was definitely one of the projects that hit home for me, and was really blessed to be a part of that particular project. You know, and it's funny the way that it came up, because I didn't expect it. Like most, you know, really for the bigger projects that, you know, you audition for, nobody, you know, anybody that says that they expected to book something is, you know, their last name probably ends with Smith or Cruz, but, you know, it was definitely a surprise in getting that particular role, and I had a lot of fun on set, and that's I think it's going to be a really great project when it comes out later this year.
You got a chance to work with Ty West, I believe, on that project, man, who is, you know, usually with some serious scary job. What was it like working with him, man?
It was great. Ty couldn't make it out to set. Eli Roth couldn't make it out to set, but Ty West was great, man. He was a really fun director to work with. You know, he's definitely the type of guy that, you know, he has a specific vision, but he definitely gives the actors room to work and room to put in their input as well. And you know, young guy, and you know, really, really nice guy to work with. I mean, we played football and basketball, you know, on several days. You know, so I mean, he was really easy to talk to, really easy to work with.
Now, you know, we're wrapping it up. We've got a few minutes, but I want you to take a minute to. I know this film is in the process of being wrapped up. Can you tell us a little bit about what this is going to be about? How much can you give us? Maybe a little teaser.
I can definitely give you the. I can't tell you the exact specifics of the project, but it's based on the Jonestown suicides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That says a lot right there.
Yeah.
That says a lot. Yeah. Well, man, listen, we love having you on the show. Feel free to come back anytime. We'd love to promote your projects, anything you got happening. Let us know when you'll be back in Atlanta, man. And if you would, let everybody know how they can follow your acting journey on social media. And I've got your website up in the chat room. It's very easy. It's your name, LaShawnClay.com. Tell everybody, I'll let you tell them in your own words.
Okay, you know, it's always great to be a part of the show. You know, like you said, you can definitely reach me on my website and catch up with me and on my website, www.LaShawnClay.com, LaShawnClay.com, as well as Twitter, which is twitter.com/LaShawnClay, and my Facebook is the same. It's facebook.com/LaShawnClay.
That's what's up. Hey, LaShawn, thanks so much, man, for taking the time out. Good luck with you. Further luck with you in L.A. I know 2013 is going to be a banner year for you, man.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. LaShawn Clay back on the conversation. Y'all know how we do it. Hey, guys, we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'll wrap this puppy up in a nice bow and tell you a little bit about what we got coming up next week, as well as what's coming up on SRN later on tonight. This is The Conversation. I am Clark Garrison. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I promise.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Small business owners, micro entrepreneurs, and solo entrepreneurs, preparing your business for the new year can be a daunting task. Developing the optimal business plan, product suite, and branding strategy can be overwhelming. Monique Stoner offers strategic business coaching services that can help you position your business for success and make 2013 an incredibly prosperous year. If you're ready to move your small business or solo pursuit from potential to profitability in 2013, go to www.moniquestoner.com.
All right, guys, hey, we are back. This is the conversation. And I am your host, Clark Garrison. This is the Survival Radio Network. Hey, guys, once again, I want to announce myself along with Coach Kevin Brown. January 26th through the 27th, man, we are having Design Your Life Super Conference 2013. This is going to be an amazing free, let me say that again, free event. All you have to do is register, and we're giving a free gift just to do that. Right now, go to www.dylsuperconference.com. It's online, so anybody in the world can attend. All you need to do is have a laptop or one of these new fancy things that they have, you know. I'm so out of date. But anyway, hey, guys, it's going to be hosted by myself and Kevin Brown. We have got 10 amazing national speakers that you are not going to want to miss. Nowhere will you get this kind of talent, and these people have done us a favor and said they will speak to you for free. We look forward to that. It's going to be January 26th, January 27th, from noon to 6 p.m. Each day we'll have 5 speakers. You can check out the entire lineup right now. Go to the website, www.dylsuperconference.com. Or you can go to Facebook, type in Design Your Life Super Conference. It will come up. You'll see all the information there. Also, right here on the Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without, coming up at 8:30, Women Living on Purpose with host Jackie Cash. Ms. Cash will be talking to an outstanding lineup. I want you to take a break, go grab something to eat, come right back here on the Survival Radio Network at 8:30, and then don't go anywhere, put your feet up on the couch, because at 10 p.m., Fellas Night Out, we'll be in the house with host Chuck Brown in the house. You don't want to miss this lineup we got for you Wednesday night, each and every Wednesday night, I should add, right here on the Survival Radio Network. Hey, guys, I want to thank my guests for tonight, Dr. Dennis Fiorini, a good friend of mine from a long time out of Tallahassee, Florida. Chiropractic physician, came on to talk about his career, his journey. I'm going to have him back very soon. And also actor, Deshaun Quay, dropped by again. He's out in L.A., guys. Hey, check him out. He's got an IMDb page. Check it out, LaShawn Clay. This guy is a working actor and has been doing some amazing things right out of Augusta, Georgia. Hey, guys, I think I have talked enough. I don't even know if there is anything else I need to tell you guys other than thank you so much for being a part of the show. I want to give big ups to Charlotte Chan for hanging out. Everybody, Moni in the middle, you know who you are, hanging out with us tonight. All you cats, big ups to Chuck B in the house. All right, guys, that is going to put a plug on it. Big ups to the boss. Always got to give props where props are due. And tune in next week. Well, actually, it's this Sunday on The Conversation. We're going to be doing it up with another lineup for you. Who do I have coming up Sunday? Hold on, I got a couple minutes. I can tell you that. We got editor Miss Ebony Griffin coming on. We got the nice performance from Jake Rare to be in the house and Queen Nefertiti. Man, I'm telling you, we just keep doing it each and every week. Somebody told me later on, and I'll tell you about this, we got Deion Ferris that'll be on a couple Sundays from now. Tune in to The Conversation if you would. Hey guys, that's all I got. I'm Clark Garrison and I'm out. We'll see you next time. Peace.
so lucky now to have you on.